Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Is the immortal John Heyman with us? John Heyman's report is brought to you by Sport Clips. You watch sports. We cut hair. It's perfect. Sports Clips. It's good to be a guy. You know, John, are you there?
I'm here, yes.
What happened to the laundry list, the litany of sponsors you had? Now you're down to one.
They're all gone.
They left.
Now you're down to Sports Clips.
You know why?
I thought that's a good one. But
here's what happened.
I thought we were on a roll lately. I don't know.
They dropped you when you started predicting how good the Mariners were going to be. They still don't believe you, despite them being 6-1. So that you lost three sponsors because of that. So sorry.
Yeah, I've had some rough predictions lately.
And by the way, let me tell you right now. You told me, just like everybody else, you said don't bet the Orioles over 58, and the Orioles are 4-1 already. So there's only 54 games to go. I'm just telling you, John. It's not that long. I'm not looking for 80 here.
Yeah, but they're trying to lose. You know, that's what I find weird about it. I'm looking at their Twitter. They're celebrating their victories.
Well,
they must not have gotten the message. They're trying.
But
they're failing at losing.
But, John, so is Mickey Callaway, and they're still winning.
No. He's trying to win. Come on.
He's not good.
Sit down with Callaway and have a nice little chat.
Wouldn't go that well.
Very nice.
So good. If the Mets, we're going to be there tomorrow. If the Mets would like to put Mickey Callaway on with us before the game, we're in.
We'll tell him everything.
I think they'll like. He's not Gil Hodges yet. I understand.
Not Gil Hodges yet. Okay.
He's a work in progress, but he's a great guy. He's working hard. I think he's okay.
John, right. You've never
worse than
John,
him.
John.
I could name several worse.
Go,
than him.
Go.
Don Mattingly.
Go. Who's worse?
Don Mattingly?
No, Mattingly. Look at that team they
it's
had
terrible.
Last year. They had the worst.
The Mets are hitting everything again. Wait, hold on. The Mets are hitting everything into the vacated areas with the shift, and he's still shifting all night long. What are you talking about?
Is that the reason the Marlins don't win because of the shifts? I don't know.
John, he's a bad manager because of his days with the Dodgers. I could go through a litany of mistakes he made there. But
he's better now. He's good.
Okay, I think he's better than Callaway. But you said
That was my thought. I said he's better than Callaway.
No. Okay, that's fine. You said there are managers worse than Mickey Callaway. I'm sorry. I want to hear the names. I'm curious, who is worse?
First of all, he's got Riggleman there, so they won't make any mistakes.
Davey Martinez, is he worse?
Is Aaron Boone worse?
I would say that in my estimation, he's not the worst manager. He's far from the worst manager.
How does Aaron Boone, let me ask you this, you know I'm not a Yankee fan, but how in the world does Aaron Boone, he's got everybody and the brother on the team is hurt, so let me not play Gary Sanchez last night who just hit home runs in consecutive games.
I didn't get that. I don't want to pick on your whipping boy, but McNeil, four hits, he should have played the next day.
Of course.
Well, that's a part of our point.
Well, nobody's
Lugo,
perfect.
The guy's six,
you know,
so let me pitch him 3 days in a row.
I mean, even Joe Torre made a mistake here and there, right? You know, you're allowed to make a couple.
You don't want to pick on him, but I will.
I've been listening to your show. You're
John, Mickey Callaway and Aaron Boone leave a lot to be desired. I'm sorry.
Maybe
that's just 2019. Here's the thing. I think we're fair because we talk specifics. We're not generalizing. We're not just saying, he's bad, he's bad. We specifically point out the issues we have.
No, I don't think you're unfair. I just think that you're incorrect. That's all.
Really?
Well, you're incorrect?
John.
Because you guys watch, nobody watches the games more closely than you.
How about this? I've got another one for you. How about the other day? Okay, so here they are. The game that they won, the first game against the Marlins was Monday night, okay? So here's Lagares up to bunt, okay? And he winds up not bunting. He gets hit by the pitch. He wanted to bunt on his own. So now they got first and second with nobody out now, okay? And here comes Nimmo. Got a bunt, right? Of course you got a bunt. And Nimmo hasn't hit. Nah, no bunt. What is that?
Well, you know, he plays with his gut sometimes. And
God.
I mean, what's their record? You got. I mean,
I understand that, but they're winning in spite of the guy.
Hey, John, want to do Boone now? Because let's have some fun with
now
him.
Now we'll go get
it's
him.
A, it's a one run. Oh,
well,
I got a list of things.
Hiring guys who are not experienced now. This is the new
because they don't
do.
Want these. Because they want to control the manager. I get that.
Right. Well, it'd be easier to hire Jim Riggleman. You won't make any mistakes.
How about Joe Girardi? He can't get a job.
Well, he had some interviews. I think he'll get a job. I don't know.
No, he should. He's a hell of a
manager. He's got a good job. He works at MLB Network.
I get you.
Excellent job.
Second and third, less than two outs, down a run against the Orioles, bringing the infield in, leads directly to a base hit just past Gleyber Torres. Doesn't intentionally walk Joey Rickard to get to Chris Davis. Sits Gary Sanchez. I mean, there's a lot of things these managers have done, and maybe what Joe and I need to accept is that most managers are just awful now.
Yes.
That we don't have
Joe
Girardi and Bobby Valentine walking around.
I wasn't watching that particular point, but the intentional walk of Rickard, I don't know, is he that big a great?
Yes, he's much better against lefties than righties. There's a significant difference in Chris Davis's
on
deck.
Right. Well,
I'm sorry, I watch games. I'm going to call out bad stuff when I see it.
I'm at a game often,
I got to tell you this, John. My day this morning, I started, my stomach's really bothering me today, and then it kind of mellowed out. Now it's back to be bothering me again. See what you're doing here?
Well, what's his
you're
what
making
the Mets
me
record?
Between you and the Jet uniforms, I'm getting sick.
I'm with
now.
You on the uniforms. The uniforms aren't going to do it. They got to win. I'm
no,
with
thank
you on
you,
that.
John.
I was a Jet fan back in 1969, and it's been a little disappointing since then.
Yeah, well, I've been there since, you know, for the next 50 years,
yeah,
and it's been disappointing
bigger.
Is
you're
not
a
the word.
More into it than I am.
All right, and I got agita.
I understand, but how would the Mets? How you worked up? What's their record?
I'm thrilled that they're 4-1. But I'm just things
and
about Callaway that bother us.
I'm going today to the game in Miami,
and
it's DeGrom against who?
I don't even know.
It is Richards.
Richards.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's their ace.
Jose Urena was their ace.
Well, not anymore. Not after the last two outings. He's been demoted.
Caleb Smith, no.
No, the former Yankee
No,
Caleb
I mean,
Smith.
You know what? Their pitching isn't bad. They just don't hit.
Can I ask you a question seriously? Because you live down in Miami. Are you upset that they took the sculpture out of center field?
I think it's ridiculous. I think that was a mistake.
It out of center field or having it there?
Taking it out.
Okay.
I mean, this is a fit Miami. I understand people from outside of Miami didn't like it.
See, I agree with
that. Too bad.
See, we agree on
Miami.
That, John.
It was Art Deco. It fit Miami. It fit the stadium.
Well, you guys are together and wrong on that one, but that's okay.
I mean, I wouldn't want it in City Field, but in Miami.
Jeffrey Loria is an art expert. I'm sorry. Derek Jeter is a baseball
He's also an expert on ripping off taxpayers.
You know, we don't have to get personal
office.
Here. But
personal.
I live in Miami. Nobody's paying taxes. I don't pay any taxes.
Don't say that too loud.
He's ripping. Well, you know,
how'd they build that stadium?
You don't pay state taxes.
How'd they build that stadium?
That's a well-known fact.
How'd they build that stadium?
He's ripping off the tourists, probably. Right? Because you have to pay a tax when you have a rental car.
That stadium was built on lies. But you know what? Not my problem. I'm smart enough not to live there.
Beautiful park built on lies.
How's Ozzie Guillen doing?
Ozzie Guillen was not good. Now, there's a guy who was worse than Callaway.
Ozzie Guillen
won a World Series with the White Sox.
And he rode his starting pitchers because he actually knew that was what you should do.
Oh, my God.
As Contreras getting big outs.
He had a great year. He definitely had a great year.
If Mickey Callaway wins a World Series, I'll apologize.
Look, you thought Joe McCarthy was terrible. Now, who are you kidding?
That was even before my time.
Well, of course.
Yeah, I mean, there have been terrible managers who won a World Series.
Yeah, Ned Yost. I don't think he was very good.
Yeah.
Trainer Jack McKeon. I'm not sure how great he was.
Yeah, that's a good
point. No. Come on, let's not pick on McKeon.
Well, who do you want to pick on then? If you're not naming names, I'm going to name names.
I think Bob Renly is a good announcer, but he was not a good manager.
Who's the best? He won a World Series,
too. Yeah, right.
Who's the best manager in baseball right now?
The best? I probably would go with either Hinch or Francona, but boy, Cora's pretty good. That was a pretty good hire. We'll see. I gotta give more than 1 year, but I'd go with either Hinch or Francona.
Okay. By the way, one interesting point about Hinch. A.J. Hinch, this is his second job. Remember, his first job was a colossal failure.
Right, but not his fault. I think that
it's
was, you know,
fault.
Kind of before
never
his
anybody.
Time that they brought in
John.
The analytics guy,
John.
The Stanford guy.
It's not his fault.
And the scouts were all over
nobody's
him.
Nobody's fault.
He did not make a lot of – he didn't – have this litany of errors that people are noting here on some other managers. He just, he's managing a bad team.
Who might those people be, by the way?
We're talking to the great John Heyman about baseball. What's your concern level for this Yankee team? Obviously, the
concerned.
Injuries.
Hi. I mean, right. You can't be – if you're not injured, it's you're not the same team. Look at the Andujar. I mean, it's kind of iffy whether he's going to play this year. So that's huge. Stanton, you know, it's 3 weeks, we think. That's what they think. That shouldn't be too bad. We'll get CC back. Hicks, they expect back, we think. Severino, they expect back. But, boy, it's a long list, and the Andujar one is that's rough. Well, it looks like a brilliant move that they signed LeMahieu. I wasn't quite sure why they signed LeMahieu, but maybe they, you know, it's good to have depth, but that was some great depth that they got. So it helps, but I'm concerned. You can't have this many injuries. They got more than anybody.
Did you like Bryce Harper's bat flip last night?
I do. I like a good bat flip. You know, he was booed pretty vociferously.
Oh, yeah. No, of course.
Which I expected. You know, I don't think that was really his fault. Washington has two great young outfielders. They made him an offer. They announced the offer basically at the GM meetings. But the offer was so deferred. It was deferred until he was 60 years old.
Well, did you think, seriously, though, did you think he was going to get a standing ovation from the
no,
fans?
No, I expect him to be booed. I expected that.
But okay.
The reality of it is that, you know, I mean, he went to a main competitor. So, of course, he was.
It's very difficult, even if you didn't get an offer from your own team. It's difficult to imagine a guy in the prime of their career leaving, going to a division rival, and not getting booed.
Yeah.
Like,
even
if the Nationals didn't make that offer, I think the actual National fans, all 34 of them,
it was a lit.
It was about 40.
It should have been better than the A-Rod return to Seattle, though, because, you know, A-Rod basically said he hated it, and he didn't say it out loud, but we all knew he didn't like it.
But they
Seattle.
Didn't offer anything close to what Texas offered, you know? So you're using the logic of, hey, what was offered? I mean, the Mariners were never in that game. The Nets seemed to be in that game. You're right about the deferred money.
I don't think as you look back on it now, they made an offer that was window dressing. Smart of them. But he wasn't going to take that first offer without a no trade. Yeah. Maybe they could have negotiated that. I don't know. But with $100 million deferred till he was 16 years old.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I mean, he got a much better offer. I mean, nobody takes that first offer anyway, and that really wasn't a winning offer.
And the truth is, as much as I get on the city of Philadelphia, and a lot of it's playful, because I actually have great respect for the city as a sports fan base, he went to a really passionate sports town. He went to a town where they're giving him ovations.
Right, right.
They're going to boo him. The good comes with the bad.
Yeah,
like
it's good for him. Yeah, that fit
it
him. It fits him. He's passionate. They're passionate. They're a little nuts, I think, but a little crazy, but I think it fits him. You know, I mean, he's not the best player in baseball, but he's probably the most famous, you know, the most marketable and the most into it in terms of the fans and all that. So I think it ends up being a good spot for him. I do believe that he didn't love the idea originally of Philadelphia, that he wanted to be in New York or Boston, Chicago, L.A., but in terms of sports fans, it's a good fit.
Well, here's the good news. Keith Hernandez didn't want to come to the Mets. He ended up loving it. CeCe Sabathia didn't want to be a Yankee. Yep. He ended up loving
it.
But
the stems, as Keith would call them.
But my favorite thing from last night was a sign. And I don't know who this National fan was. This was my favorite sign. You ready for this one?
I think I heard this one. Tell me again, though.
Pardon Papelbon.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. Yes.
Oh, that was pretty good.
That is a good one, yes.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Can Trump do that?
Of course he can. For what, though? He didn't really do anything.
Yeah, I mean, Papelbon, you know.
It's more a pardon to the fan base of, hey, you know what, maybe we should have been
on TV. He didn't, lie to Congress or anything like that, you know,
no.
That we know of.
If he got the chance to.
No, but he choked. He choked him. That's not good.
No.
All right. Okay, we're having fun here. I mean, we're not so serious about this.
I wouldn't offer him a pardon myself.
Okay.
All right, John.
I've dealt with Papelbon. I'm surprised I haven't been choked yet, so.
Why would you be choked?
He was not what we call a friendly fellow.
Yeah,
he was an angry.
Well, you deal with. I mean,
cycle.
Just think. You deal like. But just think of the amount of people that you deal with that are probably not friendly. Think
It's not that bad now.
No,
you know, it's not. Now I'm on your show.
Right.
You know, people know who I am now, and not bad. I mean, maybe baseball players have gotten better. I think.
You think that? You think so? You think they're more tolerant of the
media?
Yeah,
I can't think of anybody like Albert Bell or.
Oh, here we go. You're bringing up Albert Bell now again.
Burrell. I'm sorry, I forgot.
Pat Burrell was a bad guy.
Oh, man, wow.
He's a bad guy to us, too.
Well, of course, he used to kill the Mets. But
yes, Yeah, great hitter.
Was he really a bad
guy,
Pat Bro?
He was good with the media. I don't know. He may be a nice fellow. Right.
And apparently, according to Ron Darling's book, Ron Hodges wasn't a great guy either.
I've heard that.
Guy batted 140. I don't know how he had any right to be ticked off at people.
Well, you know, some people are not happy. Boy, their book sounds fantastic. I can't wait.
Yeah, no, well.
I'm shocked at the number of people defending Lenny Dykstra. I mean, the guy's a... Guy's had some issues in his life.
Yeah, but just because, in fairness, and I like Ron Darling.
Right.
I don't know Lenny
Dykstra
other
than... Did
Ron
need to write this book, John?
Yeah, he had some...
Well, he went to Yale. He could write a book, but he had somebody. He's doing a lot of stuff. So
yeah, but I mean,
a,
but do you need... But seriously, and I love Ron, and I said this before.
He's a writer.
I love Ron Darling. He's one of the nicest guys.
Yes.
I love him. He's a tremendous announcer. Yeah, great Met. Loved the whole deal. Nothing but love for Ron Darling. But did he really need to write this book and start throwing people under the bus?
I like that. That's good.
You like that?
I want to know who deserves to be thrown under the bus. It's only his opinion. People shouldn't take it so hard. Dykstra's had a lot bigger problems than that.
Look, I get it. I get that.
You know, I mean, if he did that, which I think I'm sure he did it, it's not good. It's bad, but he's actually done worse.
No, but the point is, the point is
about, you know, there's no lawsuit to be gain, and there's no way you can sue.
Well, he could if he can somehow prove
it. You can't
sue
and win.
I don't know how you prove
defamation. You prove it? You can't prove it. And, you know, I know there are fans that are defending him, and fine, you know, but I'm in the heat of the moment, different times, terrible, but very believable. I mean,
it's not that I'm defending Lenny, because I'm sure, look, Lenny is capable of anything. I mean, we know
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
That goes without saying. But it's just that I'm just surprised that Ron would write a book like this.
Yeah,
well,
he doesn't need to.
If Lenny wrote the book,
I could write a boring book.
Yeah, but John, you make a lot of money. You're well respected.
Look what they pay you to come on this show.
Would you write a tell-all?
They do pay me to come
Would you write a tell-all where you name names?
I come on for free. Don't tell Mark that, though.
No. He didn't hear it.
All right.
He doesn't listen.
When
of course, he'll come in
like
now.
I can't write a book anymore. All I do is tweet.
But John, the point is, you and I. I say this with peace and love. Okay, I do.
Yeah.
At the beginning of this interview, you didn't even want to name names of managers that you think are bad.
Right. You would
not write a book
like
that.
You would never write this book.
And I'm not ripping you for that.
I find nothing wrong with it. The best baseball book I ever read was the Jim Bowden book.
Okay, and no doubt about it.
How
ball
many
four.
Did that throw under the bus?
It threw everybody under the bus. But
yeah,
ball
that
four.
That was a very entertaining book. I mean, if anyone could write a boring book.
I understand. But I'm just surprised that a classy guy like Ron, would write this kind of book and take shots at Bob Murphy.
John, you're kind of missing the point. Like, I agree with you that it's interesting. I said that at the top.
It is interesting.
No, Joe and I agree with that. We're saying of the guys who don't need to write a book like that, Ron probably tops the list. That's
what
we're
saying. If Lenny Dykstra wrote the book, we understand. Okay, that's of course. Lenny, why not? Why wouldn't he do that? But, Ron, it's a different story.
Well, he didn't need to write the book. I mean, most people write a book.
That's all we're saying.
And I love Ron. Again, Ron, if you're listening, I love you.
Yes.
I just don't understand why you wrote this book. That's all.
Well, are you going to read the book? I'm going to read this book.
Read it.
You know how many baseball books I get in the mail?
Oh, my God. You know how many books I have at home? I mean, I got like a bookshelf. It's ridiculous.
It's unbelievable. Everybody but me has written a book.
Well, maybe you should,
because you don't want to name names, John. That's the problem.
You know what you do? I think you should write the autobiography, unabashed, of Albert Bell.
That'd be a biography.
I said autobiography.
No, an autobiography is you writing about yourself.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Technically.
Maybe Albert would even help. Maybe Albert would even help you write it. You never know.
No. I don't want to. No. No, thank you. You guys could write that book. I don't know.
No, I'm not writing it. I wrote one book, and that was, believe me. If you think I'm writing another one, they couldn't pay me enough to write that book again. What?
You should have Wayne Coffey on. He wrote a book about the 69 Mets.
Yes.
That should be right up your alley. That's a lot of books. Danny Nova has a good book out.
Who?
About the unwritten rules of baseball.
Danny Nova?
Yeah, do you know Danny?
I have no clue.
Yeah, well, he worked at CBS for a while. He's a Bleacher Report. He's a writer.
No Blur.
K-N-O-B-L-E-R, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Okay. Anyway, a lot of good books out, but I'm certainly looking forward to the Darling book.
All right.
Any concerns, excitement, surprises over the first week of the year, or do you look at the Red
Sox? Oh, my God.
Side?
I mean, look, the Orioles winning games, the Mariners off to this kind of a start.
The Red Sox?
My God. A lot of shocking starts.
Is anyone going to sign Keuchel or Kimbrel, by the way? We're a week into the season now.
Yes, I do believe that.
You know what? I'm glad you bring that up, because now you reminded me. Because I keep reading this stuff, which is, probably a lot of nonsense. that Brody Van Wagenen actually is keeping in touch with the Dallas Keuchel situation. What does that mean?
I do believe that's true. I didn't read that, but you probably read more than I do. Yeah, I think that's right. I think he's keeping in touch. I think they really like Dallas Keuchel.
Well, okay. So are they going to sign him?
I think they're monitoring. You know, the lefties are at the back end of their rotation. Now, Matz is talented, but he's been up and down with the injuries. And then you got Vargas at number five, right? So, you know, they're not exactly filled with great lefties in the rotation at this point. So, you know, everybody's – I think there's a lot of teams that are out there thinking maybe they can get a bargain. So we'll see. Someone's going to pay, a reasonable rate, I think, though.
Well, that's the point. If everyone's looking for a bargain, no one's getting a bargain.
Yeah, you never know, right? I mean, sometimes look at Markakis. He ended up signing for, was it $6 million or something? Or, you know, at the end, if you don't get the deal that you want, you got to decide whether you're going to play at some point. Now, I've heard Keuchel is a tough, gut-minded guy, and obviously sitting out through this, and so is Kimbrel. Kimbrel on a Hall of Fame track, too. I mean, Keuchel's had a really good career, won a Cy Young, but Kimbrel on a Hall of Fame track, let's not forget about him. It's a surprise. If I had a guess today, though, I would say Keuchel would be most likely Philly.
That's good.
I know Houston has looked at it, and Houston's not off to a great start.
Right.
And San Diego. Kimbrel, I think, you got to think Milwaukee. I mean, I know Hader's been the best closer in the game so far, but they've lost Jeffress is out, and so is Knebel. So I got to think Milwaukee's got a shot there. But, you know, I think someone's going to have to bend somewhere because these guys aren't taking the low deals that are being offered. So, but, yeah, the Mets are in touch with Keuchel.
Yeah,
I do believe
I'm
that.
In touch with a Rolls-Royce dealer as well. I told him if the price comes down, I may be interested.
And so well put by you.
Thank you.
Are you in touch with a Rolls Royce?
Yeah, I told him if the $200,000 car comes down to $5,000, I'll be interested.
Right. That's it. And that's basically, and that's the great analogy of the situation with Keuchel and the Mets.
That's right.
Is that a Rolls Royce? I always thought a Rolls Royce was even more.
I made up the number. Do you think I know?
It's probably more than that.
Yeah, that's what I would think.
I have no idea. I've never even looked at a Rolls Royce.
John has a Maserati.
All right. You're not in touch with the Rolls Royce.
No, it was.
You made that up.
I'm using. Correct. I did make it up. I thought that was obvious to prove a point about the Mets' interest in Dallas Keuchel.
Yeah. Well, that's you never know. Surprise! Look, they pulled a few surprises in the winter. They've done a great job.
John, let me give them credit.
They upgraded the offense at second base and catch.
Hey, we didn't say they haven't. We didn't say they haven't. But something
right
about
Alonzo, and I'm happy.
We're happy with the team.
It's also five games.
But we're happy.
They're picking the best 25. Although I think Echevarria should have found a spot.
We're happy with the Mets so far.
Yeah, let's be happy. All right,
well, we are.
So if I've accomplished nothing in this call, at least we're happy at the end of the call.
Well, we are happy, but you can still call.
But Mets, there's only 157 games to go. I mean, come on.
They started 11-1 last year.
Right.
I was happy. And then I wasn't.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that
doesn't take long for happiness to turn into sadness,
as you know. Well, you guys are well prepared for that.
It's also very dangerous and foolish to ignore problems when things are going well in any walk of life. It's not smart to do that. You should identify problems before those problems manifest into bigger problems. If you wait for it to become a big problem, you won't be able to solve it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. But they're not firing their manager. So
I didn't
you don't
say they should fire him.
They're off to a good start. Let's try to enjoy it a little bit more.
Okay. We're enjoying it.
Right. Okay, good.
John,
I feel better.
We love you.
John, you know we love you, John.
We get to update. You know, I've updated my NCAA pick a couple times already, and now all my teams.
All right, so who do you like now in the Final Four? You know who's in it, right?
Yeah, is Auburn still in it?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go with Auburn. They look good. I saw one of their games. They look pretty good to me.
All right, Auburn.
But you know what?
You could probably win money on that because they're the overwhelming underdog, by the way.
Oh, well, none of that matters now. These teams are all pretty good. Purdue looked like they were, I shouldn't brag, they won one game after I predicted, and then they lost the next one, so.
Yeah, it came pretty close, though. I mean, Virginia game was,
about that. I know. I thought we had it there.
All right.
Thank you, John.
Auburn, why are they such an underdog?
They are.
They're without one of their key players, too.
Yeah, that's
Kiki.
True. Yeah, he had a big game against North Carolina.
Yeah,
I didn't see
him go out. I forgot about that.
Yeah. I'm surprised you're not rooting for the Big Ten team, Michigan State.
Michigan State.
Because you're a Big Ten guy.
No.
No, he's not a Big Ten guy.
Was in the final four.
I was in the Big Ten.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you're a fan of the college.
I understand.
No. And by the way, Virginia Tech, there's nothing wrong with playing for another job. Virginia Tech is a...
Come on. You're going to leave Seton Hall for Va-Tech basketball? What? Yeah.
I'm not thrilled about that. The guy's done a marvelous job.
From a national perspective, Virginia Tech is considered a more prestigious job than
All right.
I can understand if he's going to UCLA, okay? You know, I get that. Va-Tech? Come on.
He wants to live there? He talked about living here. He's got his
Blacksburg, Virginia?
Maybe they're not calling him. They have an opening, though, don't they?
I just said that. No, he's saying that would make more sense.
Calipari
turned
it down.
But, I mean, yeah, he'd go to UCLA for sure, but... You know, that doesn't mean he'd only go to UCLA.
Well, he said he'd coach the Knicks. I'd be okay with that. I mean, if the Knicks hire him, I'd say, all right, good luck, Coach Willard.
Knicks could use some help, too, by the way.
Yes.
Hopefully help's coming. We'll see.
Hopefully tonight.
Right.
Don't hold your breath, John.
I won't.
Thank you, John.
See you.
John Heyman.
Great, John.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.